Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study in Nahum chapter 3, we finished verses 11 and 12. So listen as we start the week with verses 13 through 15.
Plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We're in the book of Nahum. We're in chapter 3. We're getting close to the end now. And it won't be long, just a few more weeks, and we'll be doing something different, something that you're going to really like. I always do a between-the-books study, and I have one coming up that will just hold your attention for quite a while. So I hope that you'll be listening in and ask others to listen in, because if you don't ask others to listen in, the lamp and light doesn't grow. The way we grow is not by paid advertisements, because we don't pay money for advertisements. Our advertisement are you, listeners. So talk to others and get them to listen in as well. And for our listeners, you may be listening to us on various radio stations. For example, there's the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse there, and then there is a 90.3 there in Haines City, way out in the Pacific Islands, in the Micronesian Islands, Pompeii, and those folks are listening to us as well. And then the radio stations of the Fundamental Broadcasting Network and our own radio station right here in Ocala, WTYG, which is 107.1, as well as a 91.5 on our FM dials. Now, having said that, you might want to take our radio station with you. We're part of Fundamental Broadcasting Network, and we use many of their programs on our station. And so you'll see a lot of like things going together. But perhaps you're going to go out of town and there is no radio station. Now, while you're in town, listen to that radio station that you're listening to me speak on right now. But out of town and you can't reach that station, then let me encourage you to go to your app store, whether you have an Android or an iPhone or something of that nature, go to your appropriate app store. And type in the letters WTYG. That is a free app. You can put it on there. You can listen to it 24/7. You've heard me say it before. I have listened to us in Israel using that app when I've been over there. And so you can take that wherever you go and listen to our broadcast. But having said that, let me also say this. I am going to Israel. You know, I've announced that off and on now over the last few months. And we're going November 30th through December 8th of 2020. You can go to our website at www.centralbaptist, that's B-A-P-T-I-S-T, Ocala, O-C-A-L-A dot org. And you scroll down there and you'll see about the trip there to the Israel, the Holy Land experience, and so don't miss out on that. We want you to go with us. The prices are in there. You can even pay online. It's a secured site, and we would love to have you to go. Now, many of you are listening to me, and it's going to be in March, I believe, as you're listening to me, if not closer to the end of March. I would like to have, as soon as you can, if you want to go, to get in a $300 kind of like a down payment, you might say, for it, because we would just like to be able to know how many are going. We're not going to limit the number, but we want you to come. I would love to be able to meet our radio listeners in person. And it's so great that we have contact through the radio, and sometimes I get your emails, but I would like to meet you personally. And we'd love to take you to the Holy Land, where we visit these many wonderful biblical sites. We have a guide who will not only be with us in going through the land, but will tell us of the various customs and things of the history of the land, and then I will teach from the Bible in that particular area, or one of the preachers traveling with us will teach in that area. And normally, if your pastor goes with us, I give him a place to speak when he's in Israel. We baptize in the River Jordan. A lot of people have been baptized in River Jordan. I have an agreement with preachers that if they come and they don't have anyone to baptize, but they want to baptize in the River Jordan, then I tell them, look, I'll baptize you, and then you can baptize me. And so I've been baptized more than just the one time after my salvation. That's the one that counted, the first one. I was baptized by Dr. Lee Robertson back in 1955, believe that or not. But since then, I've been baptized again in the River Jordan, but that doesn't go to my salvation past. We just like being baptized, or say the same river in which Jesus was baptized. It's a great thing, and it is a testimony to the Jew that we identify with Jesus Christ. But nonetheless, we would love to have you go on our website. If you look at Israel Experience, you'll see all the places we visit. You'll see the prices, everything involved. We'd love to have you go. So please get in there, put a deposit of at least $300 down now as soon as you can. And the final payment has to be August the 20th anyhow. So get that taken care of. You can mail your payment to me, or you can just pay it online, however you want to do it. And we'll take care of it from there. If you do mail your payment by check into me, make the check out to Friendship Tours, will you? And that way I'll just send it straight to them and they will get it from me. And then if you're like, sometimes I'm a little bit afraid of paying for things online. My wife does it, but I have a hard time doing that. So maybe you're like me and you just send in a check. Well, that is all right too, but if you send in a check to me, make it out to Friendship Tours if it's for this trip to Israel. And then finally, if you'd like to keep the Lamp and Light broadcast going in your area, or you'd like to see it grow, sometimes we have to replace equipment. And let me tell you, recording equipment, computers and so forth, you don't get by with $20 or $30. There are hundreds of dollars. And some of the equipment we use goes into the thousands. So we don't, any of us, take a salary for doing what we do here. I don't take a salary for recording. Dr. Hopper, boy, I tell you what, he's done some great work here with all of our technology, and he doesn't take any salary. Our brother Dick Vaught, who divides these programs up, I record them. I'll sit here for a couple of hours and record, and then he'll break them up into bits and pieces, take out the things that I messed up, and just make it fit together. Does a great job at that. And again, these men put in many hours, and they're doing it for the Lord. And so they're not paid a salary. So anything that comes in, you know, is going straight to the work to get the Word of God around the world. And so if you'd like to be a part of that, then we ask that you do it. Now, don't take away from the tithe of your local church. You got a local church that you attend, you tithe to your local church. What we ask is for an offering. That's above your tithe. Don't rob your church of your tithe or the missions giving or whatever you do with your local church. This needs to be above that. So if God lays us on your heart, God will also provide. So I trust you will do that, and we would appreciate that so very much. Well, if you have your Bibles, I hope that you'll go there. Go to Nahum chapter 3. We're going to start in verse 13 today. And have pencil and paper. I always think it's good to have pencil and paper to write things down, to follow along with us, to know exactly what we've said. And sometimes you want to write things down to ask a question. Other times you'll just want to search some things out for yourself, and that's fine as well. So let me encourage you to have pencil and paper, good King James Bible, and follow along with us. Now we're looking at Nahum chapter 3, verse 13. He says, "Behold, thy people in the midst of thee are women. The gates of thy land shall be set wide open unto thine enemies. The fire shall devour thy bars." That seems like pretty hard language, does it not? Now, as we start to go into this, let me just make a statement here at the beginning. When a Bible preacher. Now, a Bible preacher is one that preaches the word as it is to men as they are. But so when a Bible preacher preaches the whole counsel of God, he's probably going to offend society and even many naming the name of Jesus Christ who have been strongly influenced by society. I, to be frank with you, don't like the response at times for preaching the truth, but I will not apologize for preaching the truth or change the message. I want to speak it as it is to men as they are, speaking the truth in love, but nevertheless, speaking the truth. Now, there is a cost. Noah is called a preacher of righteousness. Before he gets on that ark, after preaching 120 years, there's only 8 of them getting on the ark. A lot of people, I believe, probably mocked him. Stephen preached the truth, and they kill him, although in his dying breaths, he's praying for those that killed him, just saying, Lord, lay this not to their charge. I think of Jeremiah preaching the truth. One time they put him in stocks, and he decided, okay, that's it. I'm not going to preach anymore in his name, but his word was in his heart as a burning fire, and he couldn't keep his mouth shut, and he just had to preach some more. He ends up in a dungeon. He sinks into mire, not knowing if he's going to live. All for preaching God's truth. The Apostle Paul was chased out of towns with the rest of the mission team for preaching the word. My friend, when that happens, it is not God leaving that preacher. It's not God leaving you as a Christian when you stand up for the truth. Rather, it is often Christians who have traded the truth of God for societal peace. But then that spells the loss of reward, of eternal reward, and shameless at the coming of Jesus Christ, particularly as one may see a host of loved ones falling over the precipice of eternity into the eternal lake of fire as they are judged at that great white throne judgment of God. My friend, if you're going to stand up for the Lord, just understand this. There is no place whatever for a divided heart between the world and God. God will spew you out of his mouth. Now, in our text, we've seen here a warning about women. He says, behold, thy people in the midst of thee are women. At the times, the word people is used to refer to long-standing relationships. It could be an ancestral or religious group.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.